Good morning. This is Rob. Who's on, please?
Eddie.
Tammy.
And Chris.
Wow.
Yeah, the
trifecta.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. I'm doing great.
You're going crazy.
I figured after last week I deserved a week off. So.
Oh, that's great. So bring me up to date. Who is going to speak on Supernova today?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about a relationship that we're developing that's been – I just literally walked in the door from one of our first meetings, or second meeting actually, and that's with a pretty substantial CPA here who we had – Kenny did a lot of work for his in-laws, and I saw it as a great center of influence, and we invited him to – headquarters last week, was it Wednesday, I guess, and, you know, got to know him more, and we basically interviewed him for, you know, going through the center of influence approach and, you know, about what his business is like, what they look for, enthusiastic endorsement, how we approach that, and, you know, we're actually already working on a referral for him, which comes from another client, and I met with the CPA again this morning, and it's a collaborative, it's turning into a collaborative relationship, and he's on a lot of boards, and he's invited to, he's on, and his son also, so I'm excited about that, so that's one thing. I've got calls to make today also for the regular monthly calls. So that's it. It's still overwhelming. There's still stuff that you go back and look at things and go, oh my God, how do we do that one again? But I think once we get the, more of a routine churning for the calls, that we'll be able to focus more on the other stuff again. But that's pretty much where I'm at, so.
Okay, great. Kenny and Chris, what are you guys up to?
So we're still sort of on the center of influence area. So we've got our monthly calls scheduled. We're still waiting for Donna to get on board, who's the extra assistant we're hiring. So that stuff is kind of going as... Are we still sort of a little stuck with that in terms of timing, but we're trying to do things at the same time as that. So we've been working on the scheduler on our own and continuing the monthly calls, but, we're trying to work in, we wanted Donna to be building the individual folders. So that's kind of a bit of a hang up, but we're still continuing the calls, and then we're on centers of influence. So I met with the son of that CPA. Who is also a partner in the firm that my dad was talking about. I had a lunch with him yesterday, lasted about 2 hours, and it was good because he is like he was telling me all about the multi-generational, market on Long Island and how he thinks it's great that, he's got his father and how he's leveraging the multi-generational stuff. And then he was giving me advice on it, and it just seemed like it was a good – he's a good resource, both as a center of influence for direct business, but also just as, he's done this before and he could help me sort of navigate a lot of the networking events that he goes to. That was yesterday, so that's pretty much where I'm at.
Really good.
And for me, I've got my father-in-law. I reached out to him, kind of explained the process. Not that he kind of put me off put off the timetable of really speaking in depth just because he's going to be visiting in a few weeks. So I'll be seeing him in a couple of weeks when he travels to the East Coast. The other two, Verizon, I have to figure out some way of developing something there. I haven't determined how I'm going to attack that avenue. And the other one is an estate planning attorney who I reached out to before I went away on vacation last week. Sent him an email inviting him to lunch, you know, just saying I wanted to talk to him, and I was surprised I didn't hear back from him because I typically hear back from him immediately. So I have to reach out to him again.
Yeah, he might have been on vacation too. You never know.
Yeah.
He's probably at the vineyard.
Right. This is the season, right?
It's starting.
Yeah. So people become a little less, oh, how do we say it? A little less conscientious? Become a little
exactly.
Smart. Yeah.
They get affected by the sun.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they think, oh, I've only got so many weeks of summer and I'm going to take advantage of it. So.
Yeah. Could I ask a question? I'm sorry. I mean, we skip everything, go right into Q&A, it seems. And if
no,
I apologize.
That's my life.
All right.
I don't want to.
How the game board, okay?
Yeah.
So how, in a best practices world, how do teams use the game board?
All right, well, I've come to kind of change it a little bit because of feedback that I get. And one of the things that I find is that most teams are very reluctant to use the game board. Because it's accountability, and they, human beings don't want to be accountable. Even as a team, people don't want to be accountable. So what we've done is done this. We've made the game board, now call it the giving board. Because, you know what, when all you are accountable for is giving, then there's really no reason that you couldn't do it every week, consistently do it, because you're not being held accountable for getting. You're being held accountable for giving. So what do we give? We give our phone calls, right? So that you measure. I want to measure the fact that I'm actually doing my 12-4-2s.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. One team broke up because one or two of the members of the team just really refused to do their 12-4-2s.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I know. But it's just they just weren't on the same page. So, so I think giving yourselves credit for that, and also when Donna's doing it, giving her credit for setting those up. There's a lot of work every week for all of you doing that. So there
mm-hmm.
should be kind of a mutual congratulations to each other for, frankly, just, you know, basically showing up and doing your job. All right.
Okay.
I
agree.
It may seem a little bit, you know, giving a trophy for showing up, but the truth is, there's a lot of work involved with Supernova, and you should congratulate yourselves for doing it, because the rest of the boardroom, for the most part, is not doing the amount of work you are. All right, so that's the first thing you want to measure. The second thing is, are you there's seven different acquisition strategies. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You determine how many you guys want to use. But you should be giving yourselves credit when you try them. I don't care how you did. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But what you want to do is celebrate each other for trying. All right.
Good.
So this is this is not Sunday school or something. This is just trying, just, you know, giving yourselves credit for trying. So if you try, you know, if you set up the appointment for your center of influence, congratulations. You set it up, okay? That's good. You get credit for that. If you went through the VIPSA process with a client, you get credit for that. If you contacted somebody through LinkedIn, you get credit for that. If you had a board meeting, you get credit for that. So that's what the giving board is all about. If you gave a referral, you get credit for that.
So that would be a, it is a, in the past tense board. So maybe you do that Friday as to what occurred the week.
I do that one on Monday.
Right.
Okay. Because you got all the stats in and there. Or you can switch it around. I don't care. But the idea is you have one of these meetings on Monday and one on Friday, separating them by the week. And that in the opposite meeting, whether it be Monday or Friday, that's a meeting where you actually sit down and track what you normally would track, which is business. How are we doing on assets? How are we doing on revenues? How are we doing on appointment? And, you know, were you successful in bringing
right.
in a new client, et cetera? So that's a measurement of success meeting. And I suggest that you report in based on your vice president responsibilities. So it's not about you. It's about your responsibility as the vice president of planning, vice president of implementation. What's our strategy going to be for next month? How much training do we have to do on it? And et cetera. Or we have a new money manager. I want to consider introducing him. Next week I'm going to introduce him in order to maybe put him into our investment matrix.
Right.
The vice president of marketing says, hey, we're all doing great on the giving board. I just want to congratulate everybody. You're helping it, and we're going to get the results. And here are the results so far. And then the vice president of leadership goes through and says, hey, here's our numbers. This is where we are, and this is our goal. We're ahead of goal by 5% this year in terms of revenues and assets. So each person reports in, and, you know, in that case, if you want, that would be an opportunity for Donna to report in on how, you know, if she's going to be vice president of implementation or brand management, how are you doing on problems, how are you doing on Supernova service, et cetera.
All right, that clears it up because I had a totally different concept, but I like that. They're both, you know, both are good, so.
Yeah, I think those are two really good meetings. I think if you do those two meetings, I'm telling you, it's going to light up your business.
Hmm.
It can't help but light up your business. It's impossible. If you hold those meetings and hold people accountable to those things, and actually do them, your business will explode.
Beautiful.
Different.
Okay.
Just, you know, nobody is doing that. Even people that are doing Supernova are not doing those two meetings.
Yeah, no, you have to celebrate success. Even if it didn't result in business, it's still a success.
So the second meeting was what you just spent most of the time talking about, just going through and delivering what we were talking about. The first meeting is the complement to that? It's just setting the goals? Or what's the first meeting?
The first meeting is all about activity. All right? So it's you as an individual and your activity in order to generate results. So you set goals for yourself. I want to try VIPSA with 5 different times this week. I'm going to have a board meeting. I'm going to make my calls. I've got a meeting with a center of influence, and I've got my meeting with the mastermind group. So I've got a busy week this week. That's what my goals are, and at the end of the week, how did I do? I met with the center of influence. I met with my mastermind group. I made my phone calls. I tried the VIPSA 5 times. I'm not going to tell you how I did. That meeting's Friday.
Okay.
Okay, good.
See what I mean? You want to separate activity, if you could get people to do the activity and they didn't think there were any consequences, I mean, the question I always ask, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Well, you'd call on anybody.
You would what?
You'd call anybody, right?
Yeah.
You'd call anybody. If you knew you weren't going to be successful every time you called, you'd call everybody. So the question becomes, in this case, you can't fail. So why don't you do it? The reason people don't make the phone calls is because of their fear of failure.
Right.
I'm not going to try the VIPSA because what if he says this? Or what if he doesn't like it? What if he's upset? What about this? So we make stuff up. But if there is no failure, meaning as long
right.
as you as long
if
as
the
you
success
it,
it's a, yeah, if the success is just doing it.
Well, I mean, one of the things they interviewed Jeff Bezos at that code conference, and one of the things that is remarkable about this guy is his desire to try things. And his understanding that we're going to fail. You know, General Motors tries something, and oh my God, if they fail, it's, you know, a disaster.
Right.
Jeff Bezos tries something and fails, it's all part of the process.
Right.
Leading success. So it's the same thing for us. If you try VIPSA five times and you fail five times, great. You're getting closer to success. Because each time you're going to get better and better and better until the seventh or maybe it'll work the first time. But let's just say you don't think it will. Well, by the seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth time you try it, you're going to be awesome.
I agree with that totally.
And the key here is that your competition, no one is doing this, all right? First of all, nobody's willing to do the work of Supernova. That separates you from the world. Second, no one is marketing, okay? And if they are marketing,
yeah.
Doing something that is easy, it's not really hard work. They're doing passive marketing. No one is doing active marketing. No one is really trying to give referrals, give introductions. They're not trying to use VIPSA. They're just not doing it, okay?
Yeah.
So guess what? You guys can do 10 million. No question, okay? I've had guys go from 0 to 10 million under my guidance, okay? And you guys can do it. You got the right attitude. You got the right energy. You just consistently do it. Just don't skip a week. I don't care how you do. Just do it. Right? The truth is that you'll do it. You'll get better and better and better at it. You know, with a coach, you'll do better and better faster. Without a coach, you'll do better and better slower. But it still will work.
Right. And it's all activity-based.
It's all activity-based. Now, remember, you've got a video.
A vignette?
Yeah, vignette. No, I wish I love vignettes. Sounds like a dance, doesn't it? It's a minuet. Where you speak and present, and I put it on the website. Anyway.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Webinar.
Yeah. So I did a webinar, right. I did a webinar for all seven of the strategies. I spend about 45 minutes on each one. So my suggestion is watch those like four or five times and then do them. You don't have to watch them at all, but if you feel uncomfortable with anything, watch them. Because I give you, in 45 minutes of webinar with slides and everything, I can tell you exactly how to do each one of these strategies. And how do I know how to do them? Because people have built large businesses around that one strategy.
Yeah.
All I do is figure out what they do, pick the best of, let's say, five guys doing it, and then I put it up there and tell you that this is the best of the best.
Right.
Right. And then you guys don't do it. Now, do it. Then you can give me some feedback and say, you know what, this worked a little better than this. See, that, think about how valuable that is to me.
Mm. Yep.
Because I have, you know, there's so few people actually use this stuff. Those that use it are a gold mine for me in terms of the lab. And being able to say, you know, this worked, but this didn't, or this, you know, I'm having some resistance with this. And, well, are you using these words? No. Try these words. And all of a sudden, boom, it works. But, you know, maybe you can figure out a word that's better than some of my words. So that's where the collaboration and the coaching comes in. So this is exactly where we are, okay? So we're at week 12. Now we go into... You guys practice this stuff all, right? And then you come back, and I coach you, all right? But we only meet once a month, which is not enough, but it's fine because we'll do it for the next 9 months. And plus you're getting, you know, you get Donna to get on board, and you've got a lot of things. That, so we should make dramatic progress between each of our sessions now, especially if... If you're using, you know, if you're using this stuff, you guys aren't going to be able to wait to talk to me because you're going to have a lot of stuff. And if you're in between, if you get stuck on something, just email me and I'll give you the answer on email.
That's great. I was going to ask that.
Or call me. You know, I've got this case coming up and it's really important to me. I've got, you know, and I'm really,
right.
I'm not sure what to do here. Well, that's fun for me. All right.
Cool.
Well, I have guys that I've coached for the last 10 years. You know, we start out doing just what you guys are doing, and they just pay me a retainer to call me whenever they want. And it works great because, you know, one phone call that...
That closes the deal is worth it.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it, right? They pay me $3,000 and they end up... For, you know, for as many times as they want to call me until I tell them you're calling too much.
Segment them out, man.
They close a $10 million case. I mean, how good is that, right? You get $100,000 for $3,000 investment. So it's very good leverage. And plus it's fun because actually, you know, I enjoy them, they enjoy me, and that's why we continue the thing. And so we have some fun with it.
All right.
Go ahead. Well, I just wanted to. So this is our last week, right? Before we switch into phase two.
That's correct.
I just wanted to maybe get some advice on you. Just a very quick recap of where I think we are, and then based on that, what you think our priority should be. Because I feel like we're. There was a lot over the last 3 months, and where, you know, you said you got to have a lot of avenues going at the same time, and we've had various successes with that, but I do feel like there are some things we're probably behind on, and I'd want to get your opinion on what we should prioritize to be, you know, focus on this, work on this. This is the most important in terms of priority to, you know, get to where you want to go.
All right, well, let me, Before I say that, just keep in mind one of the critical things is to use your cell, all three of you. So the vice president of marketing can be working diligently. The vice president of implementation can be working diligently. The vice president of planning can be working diligently. Okay? So the idea is that you don't set one priority. Each one of you should have a personal priority that you set for your responsibilities.
Right.
Right? So that you can, it's, we call it the genius of the or, of the and versus the tyranny of the or. Do I do this or that? You do both, okay? Because you're capable of doing both. All right, you can work on setting up 12-4-2s, getting that right and getting your folders, and working on VIPSA, okay? Your brain is capable of doing those two things. So that, I preface that by because what I find is that the whole team will sit there and watch Donna make folders. Right? And I'm just saying that's not you guys, but that's what I've seen happen. We're waiting until we have this done before we do this. And what happens is then everybody's sitting around watching one person dig a hole. Well, that you've seen that on, you know, state...
Side of the road.
Right, state-run projects on the side of the road. And we can't imagine how inefficient that is. But we don't want to be there. All right, so go ahead. What is your...
Well, so the things I feel like we've excelled at, we segmented right off the bat. That was great. So I don't think there's any, I feel like that chapter is fully closed. We have our clients split up and we've made our calls to deliver Supernova and we're getting some steam with, getting them scheduled into the 12-4-2 process. So I think that is good. And like you said, you know, congratulate yourself for what you are doing all the time. So I think that's good. And that's the, probably like the lion's share of the work that we've done. We've also are making some headway into our centers of influences. But to be honest with, you know, with sort of waiting for Donna to come in, there is a bit of, you know, we don't have folders yet. And so we got to build the folders. We got to find a ways to implement the folders. There's VIPSA. There's, you know, everyone should have two charities or two foundations, the niche groups, mastermind groups, establishing the game boards. After this call, I think we'll probably really define our Monday and Friday meetings and what we're going to want from them. But, you know, there's a 24-month calendar. There's just a whole list of things, a gap analysis, building a business plan based on the gap analysis. There's a lot of things that we have a lot of wood to chop on. I just didn't know in terms of priority, you know, where you think the best uses of our time is to, all right, start chopping here. And there's a lot of things you can chop at the same time based on splitting up amongst the VPs. But, you know, start chopping here and you work your way on to some of the other things. I'm still excited about, you know, there's a lot of good work to be done. And like you said, as long as you're just doing stuff, you know, you're going to be moving the needle and moving in the right direction. But I just feel like there's a lot, and I just want to prioritize.
No, it's a good question. So following this meeting, I would sit down and just hold a meeting based on your responsibilities as you've determined based on your vice presidencies.
Mm.
Okay, and then I would have each person set out a, you know, a 30, 60, 90-day plan.
Okay.
And that, therefore, you know what your responsibilities are, and therefore you're not worried, you know, you're not going to try and do Donna's job, and, you know, somebody's not going to, you know, Ed's not going to do Kenny's job and so forth. So so each person then gets their responsibility that they do it. Now, Donna will also be in charge of building, putting up the game board. Okay, so that has to be, if you want to help her do that, great. Okay, you want to help her with folders or do whatever, that's always nice. But ultimately, the responsibility goes to the person that's in charge of it. So you can always, you know, what I always did was, you know, I would, when my CSA or CA got stuck, I'd always stop the presses and go and help her get caught up. you know,
right.
Because I'm never afraid to get my, you know, I dug ditches. I work construction. I built walls and tore down walls and picked vegetables in fields. So I'm, you know, none of us should be uncomfortable getting our hands dirty. The point is that you want to leverage your time as much as you possibly can. So
right.
Doing as little of that as you possibly can is always smart. But I think you're actually right where you should be. You're a little behind in terms of because you don't have the folders done. But your brain, your attitude is everything, all right? And you've got great attitudes. So all this stuff will happen because it sounds like you really want it to happen.
Yeah, we do. That's for sure.
Here's what happens with most teams. Wherever they are today is where they freeze themselves. They don't make any progress beyond where they are now. Why? Because they don't have the calls to keep them moving.
Right?
And they don't have their meetings. They just go to their comfortable place of where they are thinking they've done enough so far. And then they say they've done supernova, and the truth is they haven't, okay? So that's why we put on the next – we used to teach this in 3 months, and then we were done. And what we found was that people just froze at that time frame. Wherever they were, they froze. So that's when we put in the 9-month program. But I find that people take that 9-month program not as seriously as they should. They're not prepared. They're late for the calls. They don't seem to have the energy around it. They don't take it as seriously. So you guys want to set these, okay, by the next 30, 60, 90 days, the next 3 calls, we want to have this done, and this done. And then email me that. Each one of you, hey, for the next month's call, we want to be here, all right? And that'll force you to do more than you would have done. To me, that's really important. And,
yeah.
Kind of becomes up to you guys. It's kind of, you know, I ran the, because we have the workbook at this point, but I had a workbook for the second phase, and what I found was that guys are just, you know, when you get too far behind, you get so frustrated by new material, it doesn't do you any good.
No, exactly.
So
it just
piles
up on the old stuff.
Right. So I want to get, you've got 9 more months worth of material already that I've given you. All right. So to get to, you know, by the end, this should take a year to implement Supernova completely. But every phase of it should be. You don't have to choose all 7 acquisition strategies.
Right.
You should consciously decide that these are the four things we really want to focus on.
Yeah, feel natural.
Yeah, so we're going to leave the other 3 behind for now.
Where do we find those webinars? They're just on the website, or is there like a thing to search?
Yeah, they're on the website. You guys get free access to the website for a year. So take advantage of those. I did one for each one of the 7 strategies.
Okay.
They're really good. I mean,
No, they are. I've looked at them.
Yeah.
I didn't look at all 7, that's for sure. But
yeah.
All right.
They really can help you. You know, I think you're doing great. You get a big congratulations, but like I said, you know, plan on setting up for the next 3 months a goal to hit 30, 60, 90 days. We're going to be here by here, you know, this by this, and this by this. You know, how much time it takes to get certain things done and so forth.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
So I think that's... Is that what you were after, Kenny?
Yeah, I think so. I just want to spend some time after this call and just get completely organized with everything, and I think that'll help me set out the goals for 30, 60, 90 days.
Good. Yeah, it's not hard to do a lot of business in our business. You have to be organized, and you have to be committed, and you have to work it. You have to work. Most people, you know, operate on the wish system. You know, hope. I hope I get a new client, and I wish I could do this. Wish I could do a million. You know, I wish I could do 5 million. Wish I could do 10 million. Well, that's stupid. You know, that's wish is not a hope is not a strategy. You've got the strategy now. Take advantage of it and work it. Work those rituals, work those processes, and it will work. It will definitely work. And it's fun for me because, you know, what coach doesn't want his players to win?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, as one of my first students, Chris Brook, he was a Navy SEAL, I said, Chris, you're such a good student. You do exactly what I tell you. He said, Rob, first of all, you know, I was a Navy SEAL, so I understand taking orders. But why would I not do something that you told me? First of all, you get paid based on how I do. And why would you tell me something that wasn't in my best interest? I said, you're right, Chris, absolutely. And so he became, he went from virtually last in the office to the second or third largest producer in the office of $5 million producers, you know.
Mm.
So it works.
Psyched again.
Okay, guys, thanks. It's been a pleasure,
right.
And look forward to your success. And like I said, my, you know, send me emails or call me. I'm happy to. You have my cell phone, 317-418-8624. Text
One more time.
317-418-8624. Yeah, so you text me. I always get texts easy. Sometimes I'll miss an email because I get too much junk.
Right. Text it is.
But, yeah, phone call, text. Those are all great. Okay.
Thanks a million. Thank you again.
Thank you. Terrific. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
No. Figure out your tax bill? Just going to pay it?
Sure, it's right.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, like, it's not a straightforward process to add it. And so I probably figured out a bit of it, and it's going to pay. You guys want to talk about where we're at now? I'm going to have to see if he can, you know. Yeah, I'm going to start with him.
but, you know, there's, you know, you need to kind of get in touch with management, you know. Right, exactly. He was, yes. Who, Bachelor? We go way beyond the extra mile for him. I think we need to get started, you know, with one task at a time. One, the first being really getting moving with, you know, the calls and the meetings. And then, you know, implementing the other aspects of the whole process along the way. But that being the primary focus, since that's what we're kind of putting our foot out with first. You know, so really get moving this month on getting that, you know, in a rotation and then moving forward along the way, you know, with the other stuff, with the centers of influence, the different ideas of client acquisition. Yeah, it's and coming up with a couple of just, you know, of what you think you want to try first, like with the 7 acquisition strategies. It's like, I'm going to try these 3 first. You know, let's see how they go. You know, for me, you may try 3 different ones.
My view is, you said it 1,000 times, all your people, and should be working on the spreadsheet.
I'm not working on a spreadsheet. I'm just writing the names in here, which I'm going to give to Donna. Mm-hmm. All right, that's how I'll go about it.
That's how you should go about it. And it's a contact. Again, it's an activity. And it gives them the ability to manage their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And manage their addresses. And this is actually what you're doing. And tell them also by the way. Because if you do it that way, you call them next weekend. No, that's all. That's all it is. It's not a.
I call. Other things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's not a lot of work in the sense that we can clearly see, based on Kenny already did the legwork to see who has a plan. Granted, some of them are just, you know, boilerplate things that were done. Yes, it is. But my point being is that he's, you know, we know what is already in there, at least from a starting standpoint. And then, yes, the work involved is going to be a shitload of work that each individual FA will be responsible for gathering that information and getting it to Kenny. That's my understanding. It's, you know, it's does the plan. It's data input, it's...
I think we've lost track of what the VP positions are. They're managerial roles. They're not front-work roles. Yeah. As a VP of marketing, you don't actually, you're not the one.
not you are our planning implementer. It's a vice presidential role, a managerial role. If you're
mm-hmm.
up on making sure that our planning process is functioning. I'm doing
yeah.
And
I would also say my interpretation of the planner is. I would say where he also steps in is in presenting the plan if needed. You know, if I have any. Nicole might, though. Well, I think what we should do is if you're, you know, going to start a plan with somebody, you know the basics of what we need to do. It's pretty fundamental. There's a lot more that could be, you know, dove into, but, yeah, you know, but, you know, I don't think it's, I'm not going to let it stop me from starting a plan. I want to do one for Joyce Farrar. You know, that's going to be a start. You know, things will end. Since plans are always going to be modified and updated, you know, in the year, we're going to learn more in the years going ahead, not just the months going ahead. Yeah. And no one's disagreeing. All right.